What's up, everybody? My name is Ryan, and you're listening to the Daily Nerd Devo. So last week, I got a new mouse for my computer. It's been, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years since I got a mouse. I use my computer a lot. I use it for work, for personal editing. I play a lot of video games. I often get a fairly nice gaming mouse. The last three have all been Logitech. What's different about this one is it's wireless. It's been a long time since I bought a wireless mouse. Mice do a lot of different things. They do often too many things, depending on what kind you get. Some are very simple, just two buttons or one button if it's like an old Mac mouse, I think. Some have a scroll wheel, some don't. Some have side buttons for forward and backward and switching tabs. Some have like 15 or 20 or 30 buttons if you play a lot of things like World of Warcraft and need to bind a lot of different key commands or abilities, that kind of thing. Mice that track really well across the screen and do so very quickly, depending on what game you're playing. Mice that are more designed for editing or graphic design. Mice that have a giant ball sticking out of the top of them and you move it around. I tried that once. I didn't enjoy it, but it's interesting. There are so many things they do, so many features, functions, accessories, RGB lighting, the whole nine yards. They come in dozens of different colors from different companies to accomplish different things. Mice are a lot like the people who work at your church. Don't take that the wrong way. There's a lot of them. They do different things. Even the ones that do the same things do those things differently. And we don't realize how much we need them or how important they are until they're not there anymore. My mouse was replaced about a week ago because it was starting to not exactly function properly when I was doing certain things. Essentially, I couldn't eat in Minecraft. It sounds very minor, but it was starting to frustrate me. So I got a new mouse. You don't notice the mouse. The mouse is just there and it always works and you use it all the time and you don't think about it. I think a lot of times, like I said earlier, we don't think about the people who work at our churches, how much they're there, how much they do, how consistently they're working and trying to lead us and guide us like the mouse leads us and guides us across the screen, and how difficult it is when they're not there and how underappreciated they are. This is probably a weird time for me to do this devotional. It just kind of hit me that analogy made sense to me, at least. So pick someone on your church staff, pastor, youth pastor, choir director, dude who runs the sound booth, whoever it is. And next time you see them, just tell them thank you. You may not always agree with the choices they make or how they handle certain things, but they work hard. And I think they're often overlooked and have a lot of very heavy expectations. And it becomes difficult. I've watched it wear on a lot of people in ministry to the point that they walk away, sometimes from ministry, sometimes just from God entirely. They need to know how much they mean to us and how much we appreciate what they are doing for God. Not just for us, how much they're doing for God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18, 19, and 20. But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Make sure you let them know how much you appreciate them. Tell them thank you. Tell them you love them. And thank God for them, because they're very important to keeping us as Christians moving forward and growing and sharing the gospel. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, come hang out with us on the Facebook page over at the Nerd of God Squad. And subscribe to the show wherever you listen. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.